41,000 Syracuse residents were below the poverty line in 2016.
At its core, poverty is about pushing down instead of having an opportunity to go up.
It's, generally speaking, lack of access to opportunity.
This is City Limits, a poverty project.
Welcome to City Limits. I'm Sabrina Maggiore.
It's an everyday part of life and something most people would consider a given for college students. But for some, thinking about where their next meal will come from leads to much uncertainty.
Do you have enough of a food budget to be able to buy healthy food for yourself? Do you ever have to reduce your portion size in order to make your food stretch till the end of the week? Do you ever run out of food before the next paycheck or benefits?
These are just a few of the questions some students grapple with regularly, says policy researcher and Syracuse University professor Sarah Hammersma. She's the author of a study that sheds light on something known as food insecurity.
Food insecurity includes being worried about where your next meal will come from. Even if eventually you do get that meal, the actual worrying about it or being worried that you can't make your food last till the end of the month is its own kind of problem, and it causes people's anxiety levels to be high, which we know now is like really bad for your brain chemistry. It causes you to be otherwise unable to cope with other things in life.
Jenny Yurden, supervisor of a food pantry at Syracuse University, says this is a quiet problem on university campuses across the U.S.
I think more places are realizing it is an issue. It's sort of one of those problems that goes untalked about a lot. Students can be a little embarrassed about it sometimes to really, you know, admit that they're really hungry and, you know, not getting nutritious food.
Studies on food insecurity estimate that it affects nearly 15% of college students. And a new report published by the Wisconsin Hope Lab suggests the problem could be greater than that, affecting more than a third of all college students. And the report shows that the number is significantly higher for students attending community colleges. While the exact scope of the issue is difficult to measure, Hammersma says regardless, too many students are just not eating like they should be.
Either way, it's a very real problem.
Several universities and colleges recognize this and are taking steps to make things better. Yurden says she's seen the number of food pantries on college campuses expand drastically.
There are over 600 food pantries in other colleges and universities across the country. And when I first joined back in 2013-14, there was 100. That's right, it was 100. There's now 600. So, you know, that's within 5 years they've increased that amount.
Some universities like Syracuse are now turning to supplemental programs. Erica Kokushka is one student working with Syracuse University's food pantry on a new project.
And we are currently working on a project called Swipe Out Hunger, and we would be bringing a chapter to the Syracuse University campus. And what this would do is implement a chapter that would allow and give students the opportunity to donate unused guest meal swipes to other students in need.
Yurden says this would help provide needy students with more options for nourishment.
That would just be another avenue for students to access some hot food that's prepared. Getting a hot meal would certainly be beneficial for a lot of students.
Swipe Out Hunger is one national organization mobilizing to fight food insecurity. So far, more than 100 universities across the U.S. have implemented programs like these to help hungry students eat. Kokushka says it's a good start.
We see Swipe Out Hunger as one of our next most sustainable, consistent, what we think as long-lasting as an effort to really tackle food insecurity among our students.
For many students, admitting they need help is not an easy task. Kokushka says it's important that colleges and universities take steps now to destigmatize the issue.
I think a lot of our problems as a university when it comes to just food insecurity comes from the lack of conversation or just the lack of awareness of just that the problem may be present in our community, in our city, on our campus, you know, in the country.
Policy researcher and author Sarah Hammersma believes colleges and universities can go even farther. She'd like to see a combination of additional university support, federal government aid, and more food pantry and student groups trying to help reduce or eliminate the growing problem of students unable to pay for food on college campuses.
For City Limits, I'm Sabrina Maggiore.
City Limits is a production of WAER, Syracuse Public Media, and is funded by generous grant support from the Central New York Community Foundation, Grossman St. Amour CPAs, National Grid, and listeners like you. To support the project, visit the City Limits About page at citylimitsproject.org. Stay tuned for more stories from this series and subscribe in iTunes for automatic delivery of new episodes.